If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
Yeah, let's bring in Brendan Liu, Hamilton Public Health Services resident doctor, and with us now. Brendan, thanks for the time. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you for having me so much, Scott, and hope you're well as well.
So far, so good, Brendan. So talk about, this is the new one that is specifically designed to target the Omicron variant. Who should be getting this now? And another question, how long do we wait between one dose to getting this one? How long should that period be?
Those are some really great questions. And so we are very excited at Hamilton Public Health Services to be rolling out this bivalent Omicron-targeted vaccine campaign and starting with our individuals in our community who are at the highest risk. And so starting from today, we have plenty of appointments available for the bivalent vaccine for those who are living in long-term care homes, retirement homes, elder care lodges, and any other sort of congregate living settings. And also for our community members who are over the age of 70, those who are immunocompromised over the age of 12, those who are First Nations, Inuit, or Métis over the age of 18, as well as those who are healthcare workers or pregnant over the age of 18. And those individuals can go onto our website today and book their vaccine appointment.
And we all know that you could go on through the websites as you're speaking of and book appointments, could also do it through pharmacies back in the day. Is that still going on, or is that option still available?
Absolutely. So we're really partnering with our pharmacy colleagues in the community to make sure that this vaccine is available to those in the community who it's recommended for and who are eligible for it. And so I encourage folks to jump on the City of Hamilton vaccination website or the Ontario government website for a list of pharmacies that where they might be able to head to get their vaccine.
And what about how long between doses and or if you've had it, if you've come down with it, how long do you wait?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so we are really strongly recommending people who it has been 6 months since they have either had a COVID infection or since their most recent vaccine dose, that this vaccine is definitely recommended for those folks. However, it can also be offered for as soon as 3 months since your most recent infection most recent dose of the vaccine.
There has been, some have been saying there's been conflicting information about how long you should wait, but really, I guess that depends on your situation and how vulnerable you are.
Yes. And we know that over time, our body does develop the antibodies that help to protect us from COVID and this most recent Omicron variant. And the most recent dose of your vaccine, as well as an infection from COVID, can provide some protection. But particularly for those who it's been 6 months since you've had that exposure, we're really strongly recommending those folks to get in for their next dose of their vaccine.
So are you expecting people to jump on board? Because obviously we had a massive uptake on this, huge, many people jumping on board and getting vaccinated. Are you expecting the same thing with this booster? Is that needed as much? What are you saying to residents in regard to getting that shot?
Yeah, so we're definitely partnering with our partners, including pharmacy, as well as our healthcare workers in the community to make sure that we have capacity to deliver vaccine, this bivalent vaccine to all of those in the community, who are particularly those at the highest risk, and then out to the more general population. And so we're really encouraging folks that as we get into the fall and winter, folks are moving inside, spending more time in close quarters, and kids are back in school, that there's definitely going to be an increased risk from COVID, as well as our other respiratory viruses, such as influenza in our community. And so we really want to make sure that particularly those at the highest risk have the most up-to-date protection that they can against COVID-19.
We all know when the kids get back to school in September and October, when people slowly go inside, that everything kind of picks up, whether it's the flu, the cold, or even COVID-19. What about the younger ages? Should they be getting this as well? Will this eventually move down 60, 50, 40, 30, that sort of thing?
So as of September 26th, so 2 weeks from today, those between the ages of 18 and 69, those under the age of 70, will be able to book their appointments for the bivalent Omicron-targeted vaccine. For those who are younger than that age, they are eligible for a booster of the monovalent, the previous vaccine that we've been using through the pandemic, and those individuals were encouraging to either finish their primary series of the vaccine, the first two doses, and then to get their booster as well.
All right, Mandy, we're concerned about back to school. Mind you, it's only been a week or so. So far, so good. I mean, are we seeing anything spiking?
So it's a little bit early to say with school just starting this past week, but we know that school is a place where definitely people are spending more time closer together and more time indoors than they might have through the summer months. And so just as in the rest of the community, those are situations that definitely are a bit higher risk, and definitely people should be thinking about what protections that they can take to best protect ourselves against COVID-19 and any other respiratory viruses that might be out there.
Ontario rolling out the Omicron-targeted COVID-19 vaccine to those 70 and older, and the rest coming very soon. Brendan Liu with us, Hamilton Public Services resident doctor, has been with us. Brendan, thanks so much for the time. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.